As we continue to celebrate our Lord's triumphant resurrection during this holy season of Easter, Holy Mother Church, in her wisdom, reminds us often in the readings at Mass that we are constantly being called by our Lord to a deeper intimacy, to a deeper faith. Last week, we encountered our Lord appearing to his disciples and the doubt of Thomas, who would not believe unless he saw the marks of the nails in his hands and put his finger into the nail marks. Only a physical encounter with our Lord would make him believe. Today's gospel presents us with another encounter between our risen Lord and his disciples. Another encounter in which our Lord has to reveal himself in a physical manner in order to remove the veil of unbelief from their hearts. Our Lord in today's gospel tears open this veil of unbelief in a unique manner. Last week, Thomas needed to touch the wounds of the Passion to believe. Our Lord revealed himself to his disciples openly. Today, however, he is challenging them to grow in faith. To go from faith in him because they see him physically present, to a faith based solely on the supernatural truths of Revelation. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. On the road to Emmaus, we encounter two disciples whose eyes were veiled and prevented from recognizing our Lord. These two disciples, like Thomas, had their doubts. Even after hearing the testimony of the women at the tomb, even after describing our Lord as a mighty prophet in deed and word before God and his people, our Lord then goes about removing this doubt, this veil of unbelief from their hearts. How slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Our Lord could have revealed himself to his disciples on the road to Emmaus in the same way he did with Thomas, but he doesn't. Jesus wants to show his disciples and his church that we can encounter him in our lives, that he is present to us in his word, in sacred scripture, and that he is truly, really, and substantially present in the Eucharist. This is a catechetical moment that our Lord does not pass up. So, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. Our Lord is revealing to them that golden thread that links all the events of salvation history in the scriptures, culminating with the Paschal mystery, the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yet even after our Lord had schooled his disciples and interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures, they still didn't recognize him. He had given them an exegesis in the Old Testament of the Old Covenant. But what had occurred the night he was betrayed? The inauguration of the new and everlasting covenant in the Eucharist. It is only after they have received the Eucharist that their eyes were opened and the veil of unbelief was removed from their hearts. There was no need to see him physically, since they had received him sacramentally. We must remember that the Holy Eucharist is a profound sacrament of the Church, the profound expression of God's love for his people. In this sacrament, we have the ultimate and mutual expression of love between God and his people. The Eucharist is a sacrament of love. It is a sacrament of union. It is by means of the Holy Eucharist that our Lord brings us to union with himself. And it is through the Eucharist that he communicates to us his divine life, his divine nature. God, by giving to us himself in the Eucharist, gives himself to us in a way which is total. The Eucharist is both a banquet of communion in the new and everlasting covenant, and the sacrifice which makes present the saving power of the cross. Our Lord desires for our hearts to be burning with love for him in this sacrament, to be intimately united with him when we receive the Eucharist. I know that speaking about the importance of the sacred holy sacrifice of the Mass and the importance of receiving our Lord in the Eucharist to an empty church is indeed saddening. The camera before me is a vivid reminder of your inability to be present here physically at this holy sacrifice. I pray that this situation will come to an end very soon, and that you will once again be nourished by the Eucharist with that source and summit of the Christian life. As you prepare once again to meet our Eucharist Lord here at the sacrifice of the Mass, I would ask you to take some time and reflect on the important place that the Eucharist has in your life, in your prayer life, in your relationship with God. Let us pray to God to remove any veil of unbelief from our hearts, which prevent us from encountering him in our lives and from true intimacy with him. May our Eucharistic Lord be the source of love, a sign of unity and bond of charity for us all.